Welcome to Morning Prayer on Tuesday, the 17th of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul, how I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul, and why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain is fair and lifted high, the joy of all the earth. On Mount Zion, the divine dwelling place, stands the city of the great King. In her palaces, God has shown himself to be a sure refuge. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God. For behold, the kings of the earth assembled and swept forward together. They saw and were dumbfounded. Dismayed, they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. They writhed like a woman in labour, as when the east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we had heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, the city of our God. God has established her for ever. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As with your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion rejoice and the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments, O Lord. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Count all her towers. Consider well her bulwarks. Pass through her citadels, that you may tell those who come after that such is our God for ever and ever. It is he that shall be our guide for evermore. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God. Father of lights, raise us with Christ to your eternal city, that with kings and nations we may wait in the midst of your temple and see your glory for ever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. The church is full of people in the autumn of their years. Some have led colourful lives, leaves bronzed and golden through exposure to the elements, their appearance the centre of attention. Others have been exposed to more extreme conditions, branches bowed and scarred. Some go unnoticed, yet stand tall and steadfast against wind and rain. All have a story to tell. All can offer support and shelter for saplings which grow beneath their leafy canopy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the elderly, isolated and vulnerable. We echo God's commitment to those most at risk of this virus by praying today for those who are particularly vulnerable and isolated, praying for their deliverance, protection and comfort. We hold before God those who care for them, that they would be strengthened and encouraged in this work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer of St. Augustine. Look upon us, O Lord, and let all the darkness of our souls vanish before the beams of thy brightness. Fill us with holy love and open to us the treasures of thy wisdom. All our desire is known unto thee, therefore perfect what thou hast begun and what thy Spirit has awakened us to ask in prayer. We seek thy face. Turn thy face unto us and show us thy glory. Then shall our longing be satisfied and our peace shall be perfect. Amen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.